In this video, I'll demonstrate two relatively simple techniques combined. One, using the selected index changed event from the drop-down list control as an event trigger for updating update panels. And two, dynamically changing the associated style sheet class with the controls that are contained inside the ASP.NET AJAX update panel. Often when I demonstrate update panels in the How Do I videos, I use the click event from the button control as the event trigger for updating that update panel. But I've gotten lots of email from folks that seem not to be aware that you can use really any event from any control that's on your page as the event trigger for your update panel. So let's get started. Fire Official Web Developer Express. Create a new AJAX control toolkit-enabled website. Now I mentioned that I'm going to be using style sheets in this demo, so I'm going to grab a style sheet file that's on my desktop and include it in my project and then drag it into my page so that I have a reference to it and I can start using it. And next, I'm going to go grab an update panel from my AJAX extensions tool tab in my Visual Studio toolbox. And then I'm going to go and grab a label control, and this is sort of the quintessential update panel demonstration where we have this label control. I'm going to wipe out the text, double-click on my page, and generate a page load event. And then we're just going to populate with the current date and time. All right, so very much the sort of quintessential update panel demonstration. Now, note here we just have some classes that are defined, so we're going to start with a white background for our label control. So we're going to go into the properties of our label control and specify the CSS class that we want to use. Go into our code behind here, and you'll note that now in this label control there's a CSS class that's assigned. Next thing we're going to do is, outside our update panel, just as we would with a button control, we're going to add a drop-down list control. So let's grab one of those, and we're going to enable auto post back. Right? It won't work if you don't do that. And then we're going to edit the items. So we're just going to add a few items here. Let's add 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we're going to make these colors. So we'll make white, red, green, blue, and yellow. Next, we're going to hop over into source mode, and here in our update panel, we're going to specify a triggers collection, and then inside that collection, we're going to specify an async postback trigger, and the control ID is going to be dropdown list 1. And the event name is going to be selected index changed. And close our XML. Okay, so when the selected item in the drop-down list changes, the update panel is going to get updated. Now, I'm using the drop-down list here as I've used the button control click event in previous demonstrations. So we're just saying, here's our trigger. It's the drop-down list is the control, and the selected index changed is the event that we want to cause that we want to cause this update panel to update. And you can use this mechanism with any ASP.NET control on your page that has an event that you can catch. Right? So it's not just limited to using update panels. Now, since we want something to happen when this update panel gets updated, let's hop back over into design mode here for a second. Look at the update panel, switch to event views, and generate an event for a selected index changed. And what we're going to do here is dynamically update the color of the background color of the label 1 control. So, let's say if dropdown list 1 dot selected value equal red, then label 1 dot CSS class equal class red. And I'm using class red because class red is the name that I defined in my CSS file. Else, and we're going to have white be the default. Else if blue, green, and yellow. And then we'll change our classes to match blue, green, yellow. All right, we can use the CSS classes to start to allow our users, in this case, to sort of customize the way that things look. And if we wanted to, we could save default values in an ASP.NET profile entry for this user. Okay, so let's go ahead and run it and see if we've made any coding mistakes. So it pops up white by default. If we change to red, green, blue, yellow, back to white, of course. Right, so what we've done here is we've used something other than the button control as the event trigger for our update panel, in our case, using the drop-down list and the selected item changed event, but you can use any event that's catchable from any control any ASP.NET control that you use on the page. And then secondarily, we're dynamically assigning the CSS class name to the background color to the CSS class property of our label control to change the way that control looks on the fly, in a very Ajax style, so not requiring a full page postback.